Holiday eating. But you have to think about it. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. It is the season for celebration, but there is also potential for foodborne illnesses, according to food safety specialist Susan Kendrick.
It's a time of year where people are getting together for holiday parties, potlucks at work, and a time to really think about what they're bringing and how safe it's going to be and how they're handling it.
One of the most basic rules for this time of year is to keep hot foods hot and cold foods cold. Specifically, you want to avoid the danger zone, that temperature above 40 degrees and below 135 degrees. Fahrenheit.
So using hot plates, using crock pots to keep things warm if you're at a potluck, and if you're serving something cold, to maybe put it in a dish of ice to keep it cold during the serving time, or even just divide it into maybe two or three smaller dishes and put a couple of the dishes in the refrigerator and only put a little bit out at a time.
That becomes especially important since the food at parties and potlucks tends to sit out on a table for longer periods of time. Anything sitting out for more than 4 hours should be tossed. But with good food handling, preparation, and storage techniques, the holidays should be safe as well as enjoyable and tasty. Kendrick says time and temperature are especially important during this time of year when a variety of foods are being set out on buffet tables.
This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.